Greetings and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Today, lots of special classics, including the tenors, the two cellos, Jens Lindemann, and of course some oboe music. And as it is our annual fundraising drive for 2023, if I can count correctly, during the program, if you like what you listen to or would like to support independent radio, please just go to citr.ca/donate and maybe make a nice contribution to help us keep programming as we do. But to begin on this program, a classic from Tchaikovsky, his Serenade for Strings. Now, I have fond memories of dancing, believe it or not, backstage, while the strings performed this piece on tour. Now, we once had a little bit of a time off, and this is also a very nice way to start the program. Tchaikovsky told his publisher of the Serenade that, and I quote, "It is something between a symphony and a string quintet, and the end result has been done quite by accident." The beauty of this next work is no accident. This is the Elegy, the third movement from Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, a performance by the Berlin Philharmonic.
Thank you.
The Elegy, the third movement from Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings. That was an incredible performance by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, with Herbert von Karajan conducting. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And for regular listeners, as well as some new listeners, it is the regulated oboe music time. We're going to enjoy the talents of Bill Banovitz and the music of Gabriel Fauré. Now, this French composer was born into a cultured but not especially musical family. His talents, though, did become clear when he was a very small boy. At the age of 9, he was sent to a music college in Paris, where he was trained to be a church organist and choir master. Now, get this, among his teachers was none other than Camille Saint-Saëns, who became a lifelong friend. He then earned a modest living as an organist and a teacher, leaving him not so much time for composition, but he did find the time, and such created some moving art songs. And that's what we're going to hear today, an arrangement for oboe and piano. And some great artists to boot, we've got Bill Banovitz and pianist Barbara Lister-Sink. Some music by Fauré.
Thank you.
Phenomenal oboe playing. That was Bill Banovetz, joined by Barbara Listersink, and some music by Gabriel Fauré, his art songs. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we are happily in the midst of our annual fun drive and encouraging listeners out there to donate what they can to keep the experience of independent radio and culture alive. It's very easy. Just go to citr.ca/donate. And I have some lovely memories of CITR. Now, I'm dating myself a little bit, but I do have some fond memories back in the day when it was in the old Student Union building. Now, it was always an adventure to arrive and sift through the LPs and yes tapes. And get this, there might have even been some 8-tracks back then, just to discover some new music and ideas. The beauty of this is that the library still exists. It's still a treasure chest of excellent, independent, and alternative classics. Today, the power of music, spoken word, and independent voices continues every single day here at CITR. Now, as part of our fundraising drive efforts, if you have the position to contribute, we would very much like you to visit our site, citr.ca/donate. And who knows, you might get some good swag. Apparently, you might have a nice evening planned. You could get a lighter, a wine glass, a bathrobe. Who knows where it goes from there? Not entirely sure. In any case, please do consider that option. Now, we're going to continue with some music of a very great crossover disc. I'm speaking about the disc Intuition by the Two Cellos. This came out, well, maybe 10, 12 years past, with Stephen Hauser and Luka Sulic. This is a hardcore crossover between the classics and some, you know, even Michael Jackson is on there. Now, they are in great company with all the best, but of this disc, one track actually spoke massively to me. It is beautiful and poignant, and it's called Benediction. So beautiful. I could listen to that selection again and again, and I have. That was the Two Cellos and Benedictus. That is from their CD, Intuition. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. But let's get some music sure to get your attention popping. Here is Jens Lindemann. Now, if that doesn't make you want to donate, I'm really not sure what will. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and you're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite, and we are in a very happy, fun drive right now, and looking to see if you do have the means to donate and you like the sound of independent culture and voices in radio, please do check us out at citr.ca/donate. Every donation is greatly appreciated. And we do have some swag to give out as well, including a bathrobe. Never know when you might need that. But we're going to get along to some more music right now. Now, we all seem to have a lot of parents who did not approve of the profession of their children's choice. This includes American composer Samuel Barber. He began composing at a very early age, his first operatic attempt at the age of 10. He went on to study composition, piano, and voice at the Curtis Institute. Now, he knew at an early age that he was destined to become a composer, as attested by this letter he wrote to his mother, and I quote, "Dear Mother, I have written this to tell you my worrying secret. Now, don't cry when you read it, because it is neither yours nor my fault. I suppose I will have to tell it now without any nonsense. To begin, I was not meant to be an athlete. I was meant to be a composer, and will be, I am sure. I'll ask you one more thing. Don't ask me to forgive this unpleasant thing and go play football. Please. Sometimes I've been worrying about this so much that it makes me mad. Well, I, for one, am glad he decided on composition, and we're going to hear some beautiful works for voice. Here are some selections from his songbook. the voice of Cheryl Studer and also the voice of Thomas Hampton. And this is an excellent double CD, I know back in the day, but it's all the songs of Samuel Barber, an excellent choice. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And as promised earlier on, I'm going to deliver a little romance in the form of music. Music by Dvorak, his New World Symphony. Now, he was always very interested in Native American music and the African American spirituals that he heard upon his arrival, first time in America. He wrote, "I am convinced that the future music of this country must be founded on what are called African American melodies. These beautiful and varied themes are the product of the soil. They are the folk songs of America, and your composers must turn to them." So he did get to work and use the basis of some of these melodies for his symphony. It was commissioned by the New York Philharmonic and premiered back in December of 1893, dating myself there again, at Carnegie Hall. This morning we're going to hear an excellent performance by the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra with Maurice Jensen directing. hauntingly beautiful music. The Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra, with Maurice Johnson directing. That was the Largo from Dvorak's New World Symphony. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we are in the midst of our annual fun drive, the one time of the year that we reach out and we ask for some of your support to help us continue to broadcast local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. Now, early on my time back in the CITR days, you know, I was kind of thirsty and I wanted a soda. So I went to the soda machine. Enough said. Needless to say, I had a very happy show. Now, always something new, always something creative, and always something innovative here at CITR. Today, just reaching out to ask those who are in the position to give, just to check us out at citr.ca/donate and donate to your favorite show or something that you're interested in. This was all going to help keeping local, independent broadcasting and radio alive and vibrant. So, in any case, I want to thank you very much for listening today, and thank you for your donations as well. Till next time. Oh, I'm going to leave you. Yeah, so we're going to go out on a high note. We're going out with Il Divo.
Sono solo sogno all'orizzonte, mancan le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me su.
Le finestre mostra tutti il mio cuore che hai acceso. Dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada.
Adesso sì.